Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, March 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, the outbreak of violence in Kosovo stands as a poignant reminder of the unfinished business in Southeast Europe. World Bible Translation Center's Roger Massey says it's a tinderbox situation between the Serbs and Albanians, not Muslims and Christians. As for continued team distribution of their easy-to-read Serbian New Testament, Massey says,
we find that people still move about from place to place, and people that are involved in spreading the word tend to dig in and wait it out. There'll be a pause, it's only a pause, and then life goes on, and the kingdom life keeps building.
Meanwhile, sporadic clashes continue to break out between rebels and police in Haiti. Men for Mission's Dick McLeish says the uprising forced many radio stations off the air. However,
Radio 4VEH was able to stay on the air the whole time, and we have gotten some very powerful testimonies from Haitians who said what a beacon of hope listening to Radio 4VH and knowing that it was still on the air and be able to hear the powerful message of Jesus Christ and the gospel that was carrying forward.
And Christians are being asked to pray for the health of missionary pastors in India. HBI Global Partners Bobby Gupta reports that two of their pastors died recently as a result of diabetes. Pastor P. David Raju had planted 4 churches in 3 years and was working in the high-caste Brahmin community. Raju died February 9th. Pastor Mokarala Sudhakar, who died March 19th, planted 10 churches in 8 years and was working with the Telugu. Pray that God will protect each of the 512 missionaries working in 17 states. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also requested on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.